hours earlier, a suicide bombing in Baghdad killed scores of Iraqi army recruits. But Hill, back in Washington, said stability is increasing and sectarian conflict is not making a resurgence as the U.S. combat role ends.
We have the right strategy in Iraq. I mean, we are, it's clearly going in the right direction. I would have been much happier today if there was a new government formed. I'd be much happier if they were, you know, once again arguing with each other in the Council of Representatives. But that day will come.
Media reports said Tuesday's attack bore the hallmarks of al-Qaeda in Iraq, but Hill would not speculate on who was responsible. He said al-Qaeda in Iraq no longer has the capability to attack and hold even a single building.
I don't think there's much support at all. On the contrary, there's a sort of general revulsion at their behavior.
The U.S. envoy said the post-election political impasse has dragged on too long, generating public impatience and concern about foreign meddling, especially by Iran.
In the long run, if they want a good relationship with Iraq, and to put it mildly, they've had a very troubled relationship with Iraq, in the long run, if they want a good relationship, they're going to have to do a better job of respecting Iraq's sovereignty.
Hill leaves government service in September for a post at the University of Denver. David Gallas, VOA News, the State Department.